Hello, everyone. This is Paige Hattie with Reliability Connect, and today I am sitting down with Oladapo Adeoti, who is a condition monitoring engineer at Dangote Cement. Oladapo is currently a postgraduate student studying mechanical systems design with an option in acoustics and condition monitoring. I'm excited to speak with Oladapo today about his predictive maintenance experience and the knowledge that he has gained so far in his career. All right. Hello, Oladapo. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you.
That's great. So to get us started, would you mind just sharing a little bit about your role with your current company and what you currently do?
Presently, I work with a cement manufacturing company in Nigeria, which fortunately happens to be one of the topmost cement manufacturing company in West Africa. I'm attached or working in mechanical section, but my role in the section is a reliability engineering. That is, I work as a condition monitoring engineer or predictive maintenance engineer.
All right, excellent. So that being said, Oladapo, can you explain a little bit about the role of predictive maintenance in a maintenance organization?
Okay. Just as I said, any manufacturing company always do have maintenance section. And just as we know, that basically we have two type of maintenance. We have planned and unplanned. Any profit-oriented company will not operate unplanned maintenance. Unplanned maintenance simply means reactive maintenance. That is to say, you react to failure. When failure happens, then you deploy your team to go and rectify the fault. But because of the cost of installation of plants, especially cement plants where I work, that runs into millions of dollars, you will not want to practice on plant maintenance. That is what gives birth to plant maintenance. Now, under plant maintenance, we have preventive or scheduled maintenance. Preventive or scheduled maintenance, you can further move to predictive maintenance. Let me put it this way, that no company only run predictive maintenance. You run the mixture of both together. But your predictive maintenance must totally outweigh your preventive or scheduled maintenance because of cost that is involved. Now, the role of predictive maintenance engineer, just as the name implies, is based on condition, operating condition, the condition of equipment, you are able to foretell problems before it happens. Take for instance, you have machines. These machines, they cannot talk. But you as an engineer, you should be able to tell when this machine will fail as a result of some symptoms you are observing. And how do you observe the symptoms? You observe it, you are able to get the symptoms through some tools. We call them condition monitoring tools. What are those tools? We have one we call vibration analysis tools. We have one we call temperature monitoring tools. For vibration monitoring tools, we use vibration analyzer. For temperature, we use thermal camera. That is, we call it thermography. We call that technique thermography. So we use thermal camera. We have oil analysis. We have you can also monitor the torque of the equipment. You can monitor the performance of the equipment. You can monitor the sound of the equipment. Just name it like that. You can monitor the thickness, the using using gauge, you can also monitor the sound produced by the bearing using engineering the engineer stethoscope. Those are the so that those are the tools employed or you deployed in predictive maintenance.
All right, great. So that being said, how would you suggest that someone go about selling predictive maintenance programs to their leadership team?
Yes. Most company or manufacturing company, what they know is when equipment fails, you fix it. And they are not willing to invest money in predictive maintenance because of the initial cost. Now, you as a maintenance engineer, for you to be able to sell the idea to the management, one, you must be able to convince them in terms of cost. What do I mean? You know, management, anything that will take money from the purse of the management, they are not ready to do it, except that thing directly translates to what brings money to the company. So therefore, it is the duty of or in a bid for predictive maintenance engineer or maintenance engineer to sell the technique to the management. One, you must be able to convince them in terms of cost. How do you convince them in terms of cost? Every shutdown or equipment breakdown, there are costs associated with it. Most of the times, management, they don't look at it, but you will now be the one to collect those facts and figures together and present them, quantify the stoppage. I mean, when you stop equipment, there is a time that is recorded. This equipment is stopped from this time to this time. And let me use my company as an instance. We have a particular equipment, which if that equipment stops for a day, we lose millions of naira. According to what my HOD told me before leaving Nigeria, he said we lose approximately $1 million, and that equipment is rotary cane. Now, how do we know that we lose that huge amount of money if we have not been able to track the stoppages, now quantify it, translate it into figure and the money? And how do we translate it? Now, when we produce material, we sell it to the community or to the citizens of the country or to the market. Let me put that way, to the market. Now, this material, cement, which we sell, cost a particular price per bag. The equipment that produced this cement, if it stops for 1 hour, this equipment, mind you, they are rated in terms of throughput, meaning this equipment, if it's in operation for 1 hour, this is the total quantity of cement it will produce. Now, when that quantity of cement gets to market, this is the amount it will fetch. Now you now consider it, if that equipment is stopped or is done for 2 hours, for 3 hours, for a day. So you now present it to the management, let them see. Now, if we continue to do reactive maintenance, these are the things we are losing. But if we do predictive maintenance, meaning we are able to see the problem before it occurs through some parameter. What are those parameters? The tools condition monitoring tools which we deploy. What are those condition monitoring tools? I spoke about vibration analysis, vibration monitoring tools, temperature monitoring tools, oil analysis tools, the one that detects sand, all those ones, when the before the problem takes place, you are already informed, you know it, so that you can inform the maintenance section to plan ahead. So you tell the management, let them see those things. It is then the management can buy into that idea. Now, it's not something you just start in a day. You start bit by bit. You start small. That is to say, you must first be able to convince the people you are working with, I mean your subordinate, your team. You must first be able to convince them. Then you start the ones, you start it like that. Then thereafter, you identify assets that require this predictive maintenance we are talking about. Those assets, we call them critical equipment. Those critical equipment are the major equipment which, if it fails, the company loses a lot. Now, from there, you identify the resources that are required. So, what are those resources? You talk of labor, the people that will be engaged in carrying out the predictive maintenance. You talk about the materials you will need. You talk about the facilities you will need. Then the technology that is required and the training involved. Then from there, you now move to the implementation of asset monitoring, which you start by data collection. Then you must be able to create algorithm to predict all those failures. So when you put all those things into presentation and you take it to the management, they are able to see fact and figure. They see where you are coming from. That is to say, the present obtainable situation, and you are able to make them see what is obtainable. That is, we can do better than what we are doing if we adopt predictive maintenance. I want to believe management will be willing, by the time you make them see that if this equipment fails, this is what we lose. But we can, when we buy this and use these tools to monitor the condition of this equipment, this equipment is supposed not to fail, and it will not fail. When you are able to do that, management will buy the idea, then you are able to sell the predictive maintenance to the organization. Also, just as I said, you must be able to convince them in terms of cost implication, because when you talk about this maintenance we are talking about, it doesn't take manufacturing company much to set up maintenance section, preventive maintenance section or scheduled maintenance section, because they don't need to buy much equipment. But to set up predictive maintenance section requires much capital. But at the long run, it pays off than scheduled maintenance or reactive maintenance or any other maintenance we can talk about. Predictive maintenance at the initial stage is the cost of setting it up is high, but at the long run, it pays off than other maintenance. And this experiment has been carried out on several companies, and it has been proven that on the long run, predictive maintenance proves better. One, because of the life of the equipment. Some equipment, most rotating machinery, it is not advisable to be starting and stopping them. You start, you stop, you start. By starting and stopping, there's something we call fatigue failure. The equipment begin to develop fatigue due to unwillingness. We call it Newton's first law of motion. The equipment will not want to start. They want to prefer the resting position. And if it's in running operation, they want to prefer that running condition. So by starting and stopping them, they become fatigue setting, which can cause the equipment to fail. So you let them realize all those things, that those things shorten the lifespan of the equipment at the long run. So by the time they see all those things, they will definitely key in and buy the idea of predictive maintenance. I hope I'll be able to answer that question. Hello?
Yes, very well. Thank you. So moving along, you kind of touched on it a little bit, Aladapo, but would you mind speaking a little bit more to the place of IoT or the Internet of Things in predictive maintenance?
Oh, nice. You know, we are in the era of technology. Technology is evolving. There is development in engineering technology day in, day out. Now, the normal maintenance we are used to, especially in developing countries, I've spoken about reactive maintenance. Not all manufacturing companies have fully evolved into this predictive maintenance. To not talk about the place of IoT, that is Internet of Things. Now, Internet of Things is simply telling us that this equipment we have, our company, our manufacturing, our equipment, let us make them smart equipment. That is what it's simply saying. Now, for a better understanding, to understand what I'm saying, in my company, we have a particular some set of gearboxes. These gearboxes, according to service level agreement, SLA, service level agreement, which was signed with the manufacturer, they are to monitor the equipment along with us. But the manufacturer, they are not in Nigeria, they are in Germany, whereas we are using the equipment in Nigeria. Now, we are monitoring the equipment offline. We have offline, we have online. Now, the online aspect is further divided into two. We have some that requires wire. When we connect sensor to the wire, then take it to the control room where we monitor the health condition of the equipment. Now, this online monitor, we can now take it off wire. That is, I mean, instead of connecting wire, we can transmit data straight away to the cloud. And from the cloud, the manufacturer can access the present operating condition of the machine, which is what Internet of Things is talking about. Take, for instance, that equipment which I spoke about, the gearboxes. There was a time the gearbox was having problem. We didn't know, but the Siemens, which is the manufacturer in Europe, they called us that this equipment is having this so problem. Go and attend to it. It was then I now carried the vibration analyzer and went to diagnose the machine. How do they know? It is through Internet of Things. And the era in which we are moving into now, where the technology is going now, is we are going into era where even in your houses, you use ACs. These ACs, the maintenance of the ACs can be carried out without you even calling the maintenance man to come and fix it, because there is what we call sensor. This sensor attached to the brain box of the equipment. Since it's a smart equipment, it will have a brain box. Now, this equipment, as it works, when it develops any fault, it will be recorded, it will be captured by the sensor, and the sensor will be transmitted into the cloud. Then, at the other end, the maintenance man, without necessarily coming into your house to come and check on the AC, we see when he opens his system, we see the condition of the AC. And you, the owner of the AC, you may not even know that the AC will soon develop problem. But because of the trend of the data which the maintenance engineer is able to get, he will now come and knock at your door and tell you, I've come to check this equipment. You'll be surprised. Ah, which equipment? And it will show you your equipment is having this fault, is having this fault, is having this fault. That is what Internet of Things is talking about, and the place of it in the manufacturing. And even to even take it further, we have this radioactive industry or company. Now, you know, radioactive is dangerous. You don't just open the reactor anyhow. You don't get direct access into where the reactor is. Now, there are machines operating in that area. Now, you can't go there directly, but you can put sensors, wireless sensors. So these sensors will pick the fault these machines are developing, and once they pick the fault, they transmit it through the cloud. Then at the maintenance room, we call them, or let me put it this way, in the central control room, they are able to see the condition of the machine. When they see it, they'll be able to plan ahead. So when you see the trend through daily online monitoring, you are able to plan, because you'll be able to forecast that following this trend, this equipment will not be able to deliver in the nearest, let's say, 2 months, 3 months. You are able to do prognostic. Let me put it that way, because you are talking about the lifespan of equipment. You are able to tell when the equipment will fail. Let me put it that way. Because of that, you swing into action to arrest the situation. So that is the place of IoT, Internet of Things, in predictive maintenance. Not many companies have embraced it, but any companies that the installation runs into millions of dollars, like that of cement plant, that runs into over $200 million, you dare not play with predictive maintenance and Internet of Things to monitor the equipment. Hope I'll be able to answer the question.
Yes, definitely. So thank you so much for your time today, Aladapo. Is there anything else that you would like to add before we wrap up things?
Not really. Just that I want to add one other thing. In addition to predictive maintenance, there is also a maintenance that is very, very important, which you call proactive maintenance and total productive maintenance. Total productive maintenance is a maintenance that is being carried out by everybody in the plant. It's not limited to only the maintenance people. The operator of the equipment carries it out. The maintenance carries it out. Everybody, even the management, as much as you enter into the plant, you partake. That is the era which the maintenance has gotten to. Then talk about proactive maintenance. proactive maintenance is somehow synonymous to predictive maintenance. Synonymous in the sense that it also deals with forecasting based on some parameter. Take for instance, when equipment are being installed, when you commission the plant, every hour, every second that makes us a minute, 60 minutes, sorry, every 60 seconds that makes up a minute, 60 minutes that make us 1 hour, 24 hours that make us 1 day, 7 days that make us 1 week, and 365 days that makes up a year. Every critical equipment, you need to know how they use their hours, those we call available hours for every equipment. So when equipment is not in operation due to failure, you register it. So when you register the parameter, when you register the time the equipment goes down and the time it comes up again, there are certain features you extract from those parameters, like equipment availability, utilization, mean time between failure, mean time to repair, performance of the equipment. Those features, when you collect them together, plus action plan to increase, which there's something we call OEE, equipment overhaul and overall efficiency of equipment. So when you work out those parameters, every profit-oriented company that wants to be aligned with the international standard, every company has, on international scale, those parameters has value. So if your value does not tally with the international level, international standard, you know that your plant is working below capacity, below rated capacity. So because of that, you now want to know why these things are happening. Then you carry out what we call Pareto analysis, law of 80-20, to know the equipment that are causing the problem. So from there, you are able to forestall occurrence of what is causing the present problem. So that is proactive maintenance.
All right, excellent. Well, Aladapo, thank you so much for your time today. It was lovely getting to know you and speaking with you, and hopefully we can talk to you again in the very near future.